This is TWiT.
Tesla last night unveiled some major new features for its electric sedans. The company's CEO and founder Elon Musk also announced a high-performance version of the Tesla Model S that will have all-wheel drive and go from 0 to 60 in 3.2 seconds. James Temple is a senior editor at Recode and joins us now. Welcome to you, James Temple.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Now, Musk announced a new $120,000 P85D version of the Model S that goes from 0 to 60 in 3.2 seconds. Is that even legal?
Well, apparently it is. It is legal because there are already other cars on the market that go that fast. But they are very, you know, they're considered in the kind of supercar realm, things like Ferraris and so forth. So they're legal, but yeah, you're getting up to the top speeds of, you know, what's road legal, I guess.
Now, should people who buy a $120,000 car qualify for taxpayer funded electric vehicle incentives? What's your opinion?
You know, it's funny. That's not even something I had thought about. I'm not quite sure that's something I'd want to weigh in on off the top of my head. I'd want to kind of carefully consider what my thoughts are on that before diving in. But it's certainly an interesting question to raise. I mean, I certainly do think that we, you know, that the government and we as a society have it in our own interest to encourage people to purchase clean energy cars, because it's obviously, you know, getting off of gas and fossil fuels is and needs to be a high priority for everyone that lives on the earth. So I guess off the top of my head, I'm not super offended by that little addition, but I do understand the point you're making with, you know, the market appealing to people at this demographic level.
Yeah. Now, Tesla announced some really cool automation features. Can you tell us about those?
Yeah. I mean, for me, for my money, and maybe it's the fact that I'm not a car guy, but am a tech guy, that was the more interesting stuff last night. You know, there were a number of things that other car manufacturers are already rolling out, like parallel parking assist and assistance, adaptive cruise control, and things like that. But some of the more novel things that they've managed to create are things like the ability to, as the car goes by a highway sign that says 35 miles an hour, or well, I guess not on the highway, it'd be 50 or 60 or whatever, the car can automatically adjust based on what the speed limit is and how the speed limit changes. And for someone like me who can tend to get a little distracted while I'm driving in the zone, and that's, you know, the one or two times I've gotten tickets, that was why I just missed that the sign had changed. That could be a pretty cool feature.
Now, what if somebody spray paints a 1 in front of a 55 mile per hour sign? How long will it take the P85D to get to 155?
Well, that I don't know. They, you know, we know that it takes 3.2 seconds to get to 60. I don't know about how long it takes to get to the very top end. You raise another interesting question there, though. What is the, you know, likelihood of someone graffitifying some road signs in ways that could trip up?
Yeah,
was doing this.
Now, is obeying the speed limit optional? Because I mean, let's face it, nobody obeys the speed limit. Everybody goes at least 5 or 10 miles per hour over the speed limit.
Well, I think it probably depends on the settings. If you're on autopilot, I think that it's probably going to abide by the spirit and letter of the law, as opposed to a human driver who abides by the spirit of the law plus 10 miles an hour.
Now, as I understand it, a few states have legalized self-driving cars, but they have restrictions, and they're common sense restrictions. For example, there has to be somebody sitting in the driver's seat when self-driving cars are driving around town. Now, yeah. Tesla announced a sort of self-driving system for parking. So the car will park itself, and then when you want to drive it, you can summon it, and it will come to you, and you get in. Is this kind of like slow-moving self-driving with nobody in the car? Is that legal? Do you know?
Well, I think the point that he was making last night in stage is that you can do that on private property. So once you've sort of pulled into your driveway or apartment complex or something like that, then that's a kind of feature that you might be able to take advantage of, if you want to be strictly within the boundaries of the law. I'll also say that, you know, there are big gray areas of the law when it comes to self-driving cars. You mentioned that several states have made a point of legalizing or begun the process of legalizing self-driving cars. But that doesn't mean it's illegal in other states. You know, by default, there are not a lot of laws on the books covering self-driving cars. And so, you know, that's how Google was able to start driving thousands of miles with self-driving cars on California highways, because no one had ever thought to make it illegal.
James Temple is at recode.net, and you can follow him on Twitter at jtemple. Thanks for joining us, James Temple. We'll have to get you on more often.
Cool. Thanks for having me. Really, really appreciate it.
Thanks again.